This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Yeah.
Thanks.
And Rise Guys Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. So we begin with this list for Valentine's Day. We've got the list of the worst Valentine's gifts.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Also, the best choices,
oh, we
according
find
to this.
Dude,
we remind look every year. We can't.
Howard Isley.
It's Ron. Ron Isley.
Happy Valentine's. That's not as bad as, you know, Smokey saying Happy Chinooka.
Happy Valentine's Day to you and yours. I'm Ron Isley. I'm Morgan Freeman.
I'm cutting the spot, Tony.
So if you decided to go get these gifts, I'm going to give you enough time to go return them and get better gifts, if you will. You may not believe what I say, or you may not like it. So
you know what? I usually don't, but
true that. That's okay.
No, I'm kidding.
So let's begin with number three of the top three worst gifts that you can give. Bath salts.
Oh no, those are good.
When really? Did those stop being drugs?
That's a good question.
There was a time when those...
somebody got their face ate off.
Oh, when they busted every convenience store.
Talking about a mustache
them.
Ride? What are you talking about?
I don't know.
I like giving
I
the...
I rode his face off. I literally took his mustache from him.
I got him real good. I got up on there and just grinded
my bad.
I went down there with Harwoods, came back in with a landing strip. What happened?
You and Dax is in the same place.
I didn't mean to remove your nose.
God.
Catch like, your nose. Catch your nose.
My
it's
bad.
Not my thumb.
Sorry.
I literally got your nose. I'm boofing your nose right now.
Oh, God.
Oh, so here we go. This is why you don't give Whoa. Bath salts. Salt is a cleanser and a purifier, so the gift of bath salts will help you rid the receiver of any negativity in a relationship. But if you are the toxic partner...
Oh, they'll realize
you will be cleansed away. So let's not do that.
It's some like of the them, sage.
They smell so good.
Bombs.
What is the
nice.
Difference between a bomb and a salt? Is there any?
Well, the bomb is just, you know, the ball.
It's yeah,
like the
Alka Seltzer. Concentrated.
Then you got shower pads too. If you don't bathe, you take showers. You just throw the pad in the bottom,
and it just like
permeates.
Same effect. It like steam up.
Yeah, it steams. That's the word. Yeah.
Huh.
Plus, if you stand over it. You're supposed to put the bath bomb, like sit on it and then sit in the bath.
No.
That's when it works best.
No.
Sit on it?
Yeah.
Well, be careful with that.
He you still know, like, has fuzz coming out of his ears.
Well, like two pigs fighting over a milk dud? Like, that's how you sit on it.
God.
Okay. Well, at number two.
You know what? Remind me to get some milk duds at the table of the farm and see what happens. What two pigs will do over one milk
what
dud.
What a bit.
I want to see what
they're
happens.
They're going to fight over it?
I don't know. I've always heard the analogy, but I've never actually seen it happen.
You know where you get barbed sometimes?
Where?
Well, I'm saying where you go, you should book a haircut for Norm or Otis. God dang it.
What?
I keep wanting to call him Norman because he looks like Norman from City Slickers. But he's Otis.
Otis?
It's Otis, yes.
The cow.
Otis.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We get his hair done, though, sure.
He's very dapper. He's beautiful.
He's an a-hole sometimes.
Would he drink the free drink that you get with the haircut? Would he drink the beer?
You feel intimidated if you don't. Like, you want something to drink? No, I'm good. Like, people are like, well, you just turned down free alcohol? What? I'm like, it's 10:30.
My cow here will have my shot.
He will.
Thank you.
So you mentioned alcohol. That's number two on the list. Alcohol, the word alcohol comes from the Arabic word alcohol.
Are you talking about for bad gifts?
Yes.
Alcohol? Wow.
No crap. Then you get to kind of use some of the gift. It's like giving a sex toy.
Both early cosmetics and spirits, and the word ghoul derives from the same source. I just think that, you know, sometimes if people, well, this is just my experience. If you drink too much, sometimes it doesn't end well.
That's like it.
Either I'll get sick or he's going to be normally just a jerk.
I'm thinking a bad gift is like a yard sale sex toy, like where you get a doodle and one of the balls are missing.
Probably. Yeah. Do not have original plug.
Oh, boy. So here's the number one terrible answer, and I don't agree with
it. Still works. They'll put a sticker on it. Test it.
What happened to the other beads? Well, it's missing every other bead.
Those are the Benoit balls.
The Benoit. Not Benoit.
Dang it, man.
Benoit. So lingerie.
What was that noise? I just took it out.
Lingerie is supposed to be a terrible gift. Now, if a guy says, here, baby, go put this on and, you know, I want to see you in it. That's kind of hot.
Yeah.
Providing it fits you.
All right, man.
If not,
fat
it's
boy, embarrassing. Are you not you yourself, but are you a fan of lingerie? Because a lot of times, like, people say, oh, it's unneeded. Why do you have to gift wrap it or whatever? But
not really. Not a big fan of it.
I
prefer just the straight up butt
nudity.
Naked. Yeah.
I like nylon bodysuits. God bless. Not for myself, but see others and women.
But you enjoy the pursuit of, you know, like disrobing and that whole thing.
I like making love just as much as I like having dirty, filthy sex.
So if I showed up at...
Yeah, I do.
I'm
in touch with my feminine side when it comes to the making love part. I can be passionate as crap, but I can also be like an animal. Remember, I've been told before that I looked at the end of sex like I wanted to murder someone.
It's because you couldn't walk for an hour.
That face.
It looked like a werewolf.
Why you got bite marks all over the pillow?
So if you show up at someone's house and you're just wearing a coat, and then you take off the coat and you've got...
That would be weird if it was me.
Very
just
weird.
I'm going to try it tomorrow and see if you react in an odd way. I'm just going to come in and flash you. Like, you're trying to sell gold chains.
Oh, you're like the guy in Observing Report. Look here, bitch.
Look at it.
This is what you're getting.
My eyes are down here.
I am the present. It's me.
Oh, yeah. Or like the movies where, you know, the guy's like, hey, where's my Valentine's present? And she's like, it's in there on the bed. And it's her best friend.
Oh, wow.
And then they have an FFM with him. Yeah.
And she didn't tell the best friend what was about to go down?
No, she just thought she was in there. They were about to SZA themselves together.
All these.
And the best friend's disabled. She just left her in there and just like, hey,
right,
do whatever.
Yes. Uh-oh. Like the one line in Fussin' where he's talking about, tie your shoes to the bedpost, but your feet are still in them. Oh, my God. That was great.
That was a good one.
That was so good. Oh, Paige.
Well, if you date a little person, do you wear like a papoose and just turn it upside down?
Or do you like get an ottoman to kneel on for like doggy positions?
That's a good question.
There's no way that would.
I have a round. Oh, that's something interesting. Never mind.
What, you got a round ottoman?
Like a round coffee table thing. That's.
Oh shoot, that's the best part.
Yeah.
When your guy just lays like this.
Yes. That's not going to happen, but it's an idea.
You're making me horny right
now. All right. So here's the best gifts, and I don't agree with these either. At number three, scarves.
This is kind of, I mean, like, who are we talking about here?
Yeah.
People of a certain age.
I'm going to give you, what kind of scarf are you going to give them, like, you know?
Hamrick's got him 3 for $10 this week.
Yeah, like a winter scarf or a Clemson.
Remember
or
that time in the 90s
Carolina
where,
scarf.
I think it was primarily just white women doing it. They'd put a scarf on their shoulder with a brooch.
Yeah.
Do you remember that look? It was I remember the 90s.
Yeah. I remember that.
Oh, my God. It was something.
And they're the long scarves because I had a Louis Vuitton one.
Of course you did.
Yes, I did.
You have it with a brooch hanging on. Like, you look like you're like a white cast member of Coming to America. It was really strange, that look in the 90s.
Really was, yeah.
And I don't agree with this, but chocolate is supposed to be a really good gift, but...
What do you mean you don't agree with it?
It's so predictable. Like, I've got you candy. Okay,
let me go to Bergdorf and get you a scarf. See if you like it.
What's Bergdorf?
It's like Bergdorf is one of those big... It's that store Trump rats that lady in and lost all that money.
Oh.
I'm just saying, like the cheapy chocolate. I mean, if you go to See's Candy, I'll be like all over you. That's really good.
Bring a chocolate bar in here and she'll...
I got some Roofies chocolate.
Honestly,
he's got boofies.
Any kind of chocolate works for me. I'm not picky. So
1-800-774-1.
Number one.
We'll do the dating game.
Watches.
Mark Henry's on line three.
Why does that... If someone give you a watch, I mean, that's
somebody
nice.
Somebody can get the ass.
But I don't think that's romantic. Like, here's a watch. I love you.
That's if a woman gives a man a watch, that's also... That's a tell. That's a sign.
She loves you.
No, that you're late all the time.
Oh.
It's kind of a subliminal thing.
Watches are very odd in general.
They're jewelry. I never look at my watch for the time. I look at my cell phone.
But that's not. Yeah.
But it's. I feel weird without it.
So if you give one a watch.
It's like women without makeup on. Like, you probably feel more free as an American than you ever have. But you feel better when you're wearing the makeup, don't you?
Uh-huh.
What is up with that? What's up with that?
I don't know. Like, do you wear the watch? Does the earring theory apply
it's
to the
routine.
Watch?
It's routine. It's like when I have a gold signet ring that I wear. Is actually melted down from my dad's wedding ring. So I'm kind of married to my mom now.
Yeah.
But regardless, if I forget this ring and first off, until I get back home and locate it, I'm worried that sick because of the real sentimental reason to it. But when I don't have it on, I feel incomplete. Yeah. So strange.
According to this, a watch represents the gift of time. And by gifting a watch... You'd be promising your partner that you'll be present for them.
Wow. Wow. So I took it the wrong way then when I was given a watch.
Plus, you can't wear it on the white hand. You have to wear it opposite.
Oh, yeah.
You get too aggressive.
Oh, first. But yeah. Yeah, that's very true. Also, like a bracelet. Like, how many friendship bracelets have been lost to feces over the years? I mean, a lot. Yeah. A lot of them maybe not even know. Like, where'd it go? And then you see it.
Are you a big card guy? Do you like to get that touching card that says, I love you and blah, blah, blah?
I mean, if they're naked, like, you know, homemade naked cards are pretty good.
She doesn't know this, but I'm not kidding you, from high school since, I have every greeting card my mother's ever given me.
What?
You kept them? That is so sweet. I do that.
Hey, baby.
Hey, mama. I do. And why? I don't know. Like, well, you know, once she's gone to be with the Lord, am I going to sit there and read them
all?
You
will read them because I've read the cards.
That would make me miserable.
No, it kind of makes you happy.
You know what I mean? I don't know.
She gave me this and what she said.
She is such a card giver and she loves giving cards. And, like, I know how much it meant to her to give it to me that I feel like, plus cards are like $5 now.
Mm-hmm.
You just going to read it and throw it away? Hell no. We're going to decorate it for a month for Christmas.
My husband always signed, I will always love you, like the Dolly Parton song.
Oh.
That's
a reference to your breasts.
He would always sing. So.
Yeah. Well. Oh, Lord.
All right, well, I'm Paige, and those are your eyes, guys. Help.
I didn't bench
headlines. I hope
the helplines.
I
didn't bench it, but I'm up to date on that show, Fat Boy.
I'm pretty close, man. When she gets into the river, that's interesting. But I like the ginger kid that she meets that does the Mickey Mouse. Oh, no.
Yeah, he doesn't cuss at all, and he looks really weirded out. By the way,
the same condition?
Yeah, they all go to play,
TikTok.
Tick Con. Yes, the other.
What the hell?
But when they say it really fast, it's like, oh, I want to go. Where's that? And then it's like, Tick Con. And then you're like, TikTok? No. The other.
Oh.
Boy, that blonde chick that's got the ticks, she's got, like, you know, a nice rack. She was good looking.
She is very pretty.
What was her problem? She has expletives?
No, she was. Balin is one of the only few that has that condition where you cuss with the Tourette's.
One in 100 people have it, and then
it was something.
10% of that percentage than has the one where you uncontrollably cuss and flip people off. And
that's great.
I like Fat Boy's right. She's very likable. It's the show is called
Bailing Out Loud.
Bailing Out Loud on Max.
The whole family's likable.
A 20-something-year-old girl who has Tourette's syndrome, really, really bad. But it's like we were saying yesterday or the day before, whatever it was. Like you're laughing your ass off because she's saying all these crazy things. Like.
Yeah, that's what you laugh. And for the most part, she laughs at herself. And
so does her family. Yeah. They all just, you know, so after a while, you're like, I feel like I'm laughing at a medical condition. But the thing she says, Joe Biden's got a vagina. Like, so
she yells
crazy.
Out she has a 9-inch member.
She does. Or her mom has hemorrhoids. And mom's like, at the grocery store, I really don't.
I bet through at the airport, she's like, I have a gun.
Right as they get to TSA, she's like, I have a gun. I'm like, why? That's got to be... Like the patience and the grace that her parents have, and her brothers, and like really everybody.
Oh, everybody,
like,
yeah.
That'd be tough.
Even her foul mouthed sister.
If that was my kid, I would be like, everywhere we went, if I saw somebody even look or snicker, I would like just go up and just curb stomp them.
Yeah.
Go to sleep.
But then that's how you justify. You know, you're like, I'm laughing at what she says, and she laughs at what she says. Some of the stuff is, she'll tell you she don't know where it comes from.
Tim Looper, great recommendation on Bailing Out Loud. It's blanking great. I remember seeing her on social media a while back. I had never seen her before.
Yeah, that's how she got started. She blew up on the talk.
So I'm caught up. So
waiting on the new ones, man.
I hate that, though. I like the ones that do them once a week. And maybe this has been once a week, and I'm just now... I didn't know about it till you told me about it, Fat Boy, but, man, it's...
I like the boyfriend's like, my parents are really conservative, and she's over there, F.
Oh, but I'm pregnant. Like, God bless, man.
You got to watch it.
You got to watch it. It's fun. Great for the family movie night, maybe. All right. We will... where are we at on time?
We're a little... Well, we got to go, but it's flying by, man. I feel like we just did fussing.
Good Lord.
Yeah, I hung up my pepper necklace.
The freaking guy who got laid again... Just want. Oh, he's being a smartass now. Hey, it's me who got laid the other day before work. It happened again today. Today's going to be a great day. Listen to the Rise Guys on the way to work after getting. Oh, he put the real thing on there, getting some.
Why is he bragging?
He went to. Because I remarked on his text the other day saying that that's like a strange. I've never had sex before work. Like right before work, like get up in the morning, you lay in there in the bed.
Of all the jobs that you've had, not once.
No, I've really never not get up, just lay there like in movies and stuff where you lay in there. First off, I got to go brush my teeth real hard. So does.
Yeah, what though? That's the question.
Morning breath. But you just sit there and you know, you start going at it and then you just, all right, that was good. Whew, off to work now. No, I have never done that.
I've never considered that a daytime activity that always seems like something you would do at night.
But that's just that whole thing about, like we were saying, wearing a watch. Like, it just becomes just part of the thing. It's like breakfast for dinner. You ever done it?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Amazing.
I don't like I to do as much.
It tastes pancakes. So much better at night.
Waffles.
I don't know why. All right. I was talking about the pancakes.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Yeah! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Barry White. Please join me on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May, to be an array of international stars and celebrities from all over, from the world. Oh, shit, I'm doing it again. Hi, this is Barry White. Please join me on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It is Saturday and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th. For the first
freaking thing
to a weekend in Texas on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th in Waco, Texas. I'm cutting a f***ing spot, Tony. Jesus. Hi, this is Barry White. And Paul Quinn College cordially invite you to a weekend in Texas on Friday, Saturday, one more time. Invite you to a weekend in Waco, Texas. Saturday and Sunday. Do it over. Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a beautiful weekend in Waco, Texas, on Friday. This ass these words up, man. I mean, he's got words that he don't even need. Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a weekend in Waco, Texas, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th.
What do you say, invite your ass?
This weekend will include the welcoming celebrity reception on Friday, the Barry White concert with the Love Unlimited Orchestra, of course. So get your tickets now. The first, second, and third rounds of the tennis tournament and a championship semifinals are this, man. I'm going to cut this off. Hi, this is Barry White and Paul Quinn College in course cordially invite your ass to come on down on Friday, Saturday, just a bitch.
Never. Never will I forget that.
He said, ain't this a bitch?
We've always all been there.
Know it by heart almost.
Oh.
So much so that when it popped up, Paul Quinn College in the news were like, oh, that's the one.
I know. I always
Barry
pop
White
out.
Was
like,
there.
I know only about that college because of that spot. It's in Dallas, Texas, and it's like a historical black college. Paul Quinn College.
Love Unlimited Orchestra.
Of course.
Of course.
The Love Waco, Unlimited Texas. Orchestra, of course. That's the best stuff right there.
I feel like his Tony was always like, you know, on him about stuff.
Tony.
He just always yelled at him.
Give me some, I don't know if he did drugs or not. I imagine he did. I think everybody did back then. If you made music like this, you were doing drugs.
He's doing something.
This ass stage got words he don't even need.
Oh, and then now when I'm looking at his face. Oh, the smile. I can see him say that. That's so funny.
When people would come in the production studio and we were like voicing commercials or funny little things like that, we'd always say that we're trying to cut a spot, Tony. God, it was good.
I would be listening to that for years.
Listen to this for now. This is just when you like, oh yeah, like that hair.
I know, I love it.
Like the fact that you are he was a bigger man, was Barry White.
God, he was.
And to be able to sing in that way, I mean, he was sweating like a
dude, we used to have big singers. Yeah, Luther was big for a bit. Gerald Levert, he was big.
Gerald Levert, yes.
Barry White, big as hell.
Hi, I'm Barry White. So just when I think I know everything. I wasn't saying that I knew it to be. I was just saying that I was shocked. But listen to some of these texts. And let me screen shoot this into Paint. Does that make sense, what I just said to you?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Okay. I'm gonna screenshot
all the techies
that in the paint so I can see it. Okay.
That's what Waka Flocka was originally talking about, going hard in the paint.
Is that what it
he
is?
He was talking about the software.
Here's a. This is all 1-800-774-0093. Talking about having sex before work. Rachel says, my boyfriend says we should hit the gym before work. I said to him, excuse me, I'm about to burp.
Oh God.
What?
It had a little twang to it.
It had a twang to it?
There was something behind it.
It is like a...
I think I detected a chunk.
Some gas.
No, it's not sour either. It's just a regular like... that kind of thing.
Oh, sour. Boy.
I should have hit my burp button. I'm sorry.
You have one of those?
Oh, yeah. You didn't get the new burp buttons? We got cough and burp now.
Got a fart button, too, so maybe be mindful.
I disconnected the fart
button. I have the fart button.
My boyfriend says we should hit the gym before work. I told him that we get the same workout for having sex just without the workout fee, and there's no judgment-free zone.
Yeah, but you don't have a massage goodness. Chair or a wellness pod.
You don't know that.
You don't have a tanning bed. You can.
The husband and I tried a quickie before work. We lost track of time, had to run out the door with wet hair and no
clothes.
Wet hair and no coffee. Worth it, though.
Definitely.
I don't know. The quickie.
Shower sex. Quickie.
That don't sound... Look, I'm only thinking of this from one point of view, one perspective, because I'm a dude.
Allegedly.
So you say.
The act, anyway, seems like it wouldn't be as pleasurable. But the quickie process seems worse. Like, if I walked up to you and started poking you in the shoulder real fast for like 30 seconds,
yeah,
wouldn't feel good, would it? But then again, if I poked you at minimum, like medium speed in the shoulder,
right,
for like 5 minutes, it still wouldn't feel good, right?
You got to do the poking in the right place, fat boy. That's all I have to say.
I know somebody got a 3-hour massage the other day, and it didn't include an ending of happiness either. Oh. It's very strange. So that depends on the quickie thing. Like, quickie. Till I'm blue in the face, we'll say, like, those random, spontaneous sexual moments are, like, the best.
They are.
You really are a woman about this. Like, it's amazing.
Jesus.
But I feel like you're more womanly about it than Paige is.
Well, that's probably true. Jeez. No, I'm kidding.
I don't know. I mean, but passion you cannot recreate.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, if you have... Now, see, it's so hard to have this conversation with you because you got married out of high school and had been married to the same lovely lady for 20-plus years.
Yeah.
And kudos to you.
That's an accomplishment. That's very like few can say
incredibly
that.
Incredibly solid.
I'm telling you.
But
you have history that I'm other people you. Don't have.
It's a grind sometimes, but I find a way to make it work.
But, like... Have you? Let me ask Paige, but yes, she won't sir. Be truthful.
I'll be truthful. I swear.
Like, have you ever like had like a makeout session with a dude, but you didn't fully go all the way, and then when you got home, you handled
thought about
it,
him
you,
or yes. called him. Okay, and, like, I thought
well,
about
you. Didn't ask
but
me
think
that.
If that moment could not. You don't have to wait. It just the passion is rolling, and you go right then and there. It's not thought about. Oh, it's dark. We're in the bed. We're gonna have sex. You just got back from hiking.
You've never
and you're sitting there and you're like, you know what? Is it cold outside? Your nipples are hard. And she's like, no, I'm horny. And then ba 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 ba.
Well, you know, it's like if you have this attraction to somebody that you just end up having sex. Yeah. You ever had that kind of relationship where you don't even make it in the bed and you're just gonna? It just happens like on the floor or.
Was I was gonna ask are. When you talk about this passion effect?
Uh huh.
Does it matter? Where you are, if it's if it like okay, well, if it's a porta potty,
yes, that would matter.
It's not passionate, right?
Well, I mean,
that would matter. I've done it in a bathroom.
I would want to do it in there.
You never done it in a bathroom?
Of course.
Yeah, fat boy.
No, not in a bathroom.
Huh.
But the way you asked it was like you know you were offering.
I'd be afraid, you know. We.
Oh, hey, did you want?
No, but I mean, you know, I probably have done it in every single room, including the garage.
Yeah. Oh wow.
Yeah.
Of whose house, though? That's the question.
Oh, see, you know, I was a bad...
Parking garage downtown Greenville. That was you.
Our house
yeah,
that
but, like, I... deeply regret it.
Why?
I mean, like...
That was one of your
why
coolest
you
stories.
Why regret that, though?
Went out with his
public,
wife. It was
irresponsible.
Horny. Oh, my gosh.
Really. I mean, look, I think, you know, with other people's houses, too, that's kind of something you don't do.
No, there was somebody who in my past said that, you know, you're such a good girl. Let's try to break the good girl image and get you to do it outside. So I did do it somewhere with him three times.
Let me set this straight, because I bet you he's listening right now. Rob Inario, I did not have sex in your bed.
No.
Didn't.
In his bed?
Yeah.
It's kind of like you went to his house.
Yeah, we were there for like a little house party thing or whatever. And, you know, Rob being, you know, big about don't drink and drive.
Never.
He's like, oh, just, you know, spend the night. And he gave up his bed. He and his wife went and slept in another room.
That's how good of a dude he is. I think he would want you to drink and drive, but he doesn't really.
Because he would be getting residuals off that. Like, yeah. I know he'll call me when the good time. No, he's like, stay here, have our bed. And I think it's been this little running thing that people in our group thought that I did it in Rob's bed. And I assume Rob, how he has his bed videotaped anyway. So he would have seen it.
Yeah, so he would have a, like
right.
a yeah. viewing.
No, footage, did not folks. Do it in his bed. Now, that
we need that footage, Rob.
There was one time that what has been referenced before, and that was absolutely true. But that was like an extra like guest bedroom. So that don't matter.
Yeah.
That's like anyone's bedroom.
You don't That's feel weird about that. Like if you're in an unfamiliar yeah. place.
If you're unfamiliar. Okay. Well, you've ever had sex in a hotel room?
Yeah.
Plenty of them.
A bunch of people have had sex in that same bed. That disgusts me to think about. But
not
I'm
at the
there.
Same time.
I don't care. just keep the remote away from me, please.
I just assume that people are going to have sex in one of my my summer place.
Yes.
That they're going to do it. And I.
Right.
I just assume that. I don't ask them, yeah, I bet you got it on. You know, I don't ask people
right.
that.
Right.
It's just like.
Well, Fat Boy always kind of.
Pull that footage.
Jokes about it. Like, no.
I would never.
Didn't do it. Because I mean, I don't know. Not just because it's Rob. Like, it's just like, yeah, it's their house. But if it was like a guest bedroom, like, yeah.
I mean, Rob would probably.
It's on personal cool bed. I think only you have sex in that bed. So, yes. I think that's kind of like. When your buddy breaks up with a girl, you don't ask her out. Like, that's you don't do it.
That's kind of a stupid rule, right? I mean, look, we're all adults.
I think it's worse when you have sex and, like, a parent or a relative is in the same, like, three doors down and you have sex like that. I've done that.
I've not with mine, but with, you know.
And he says, don't worry, she's hard of hearing. So we're like, it's okay.
Wow.
Well, I think that's why my parents made me go to church every single time the doors were open, because they didn't trust his sinner staying at home.
Uh-huh. Right, exactly.
We're going to take a break. Good morning, everybody.
You can't hide P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick. Ow!
Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
Yeah! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Oh, the Kings.
Oh, great song.
Oh, Kings. Oh, I wanted to hear some Kings.
Listen to Paige. She's getting erotic over here.
No, it just reminds me of one fun night.
Y'all sound hard up. Y'all are talking about sex a lot today. Well, I mean, that was my status the other day on Facebook. You didn't see it? I'm hard up.
Huh.
Get it going.
Somebody talk some sense into Fat Boy. Or maybe Paige and I are just... the ones with good heads on our shoulders.
Maybe this is why I'm low on buddies. I don't get the whole code.
Okay, we asked the question. I can answer it for you.
You're not low on all kind of buddies.
No, I have buddies.
No, I was talking about him.
He has buddies.
I'm not talking about brawling buddies either.
We all have buddies.
I'm talking about like those of the butt variety.
Oh, no. I don't have those.
Pirates buddies. There's a lot of them.
I don't have those.
Braves buddies. Remember those? All right. So the example used out there was, and this will not, for everyone's sake, be further upon questioned. But years ago, a friend's ex of like they had been broke up like a year, sent me a DM that, you know, those things where you like you can tell like it was. Oh, was that an innocent flirt, or was that just kind of, did I take that as a flirt? Like, no, this was a flirt. But
could have been a poke before they got rid of pokes.
Before the pokes, but I said, no way. Like, I just don't
You didn't
do
even, like, answer. No correspondence.
I didn't respond at all.
Is it kind of like bro code or something?
That's gay. I will
it
say
is.
That. Like,
thank you for saying that.
Not even in a homosexual way. That's just dumb.
That's just dumb.
That's just like lame.
Yeah, because you're going to miss out on someone who could potentially could be a great person because of that.
That's kind
of
what that is. That's the whole bro code.
It is.
But there's no bitch code?
Oh,
I'm sure there is.
There's a little alliteration I can do with that.
I can give you a good example of that. I had a friend who...
Load code.
Who liked my ex when he flew out here to see, and she'd never met, and she's like, oh, he's so handsome, and she hit him all the time, but I didn't want him back, and I made it clear to her that I didn't want him back. So behind my back, she started sleeping with him because we were roommates.
Wait a minute. You said you didn't want him back.
Okay, see that? Exactly. I did not want him back, but she was planning a trip to... after he went back to California, that she was going to go visit him. And I was talking to a relative of mine saying that hurt my feelings, that she didn't want to be my friend first, but she would. And my aunt sat me down and said, you don't want this man. You should be happy that...
Somebody slapped you with their gloves.
She just said, you're being kind of selfish because you don't want him. And you shouldn't stop someone else from being with someone that they like.
Yeah, but I mean, it also depends on how close the friendship is too, like with the dude that she used to do. But like,
I mean, that it hurt me that she wanted him over me, and she was like my best friend, and that.
But I'm also not saying like if you're not going to be with me, I don't want you to be happy. Like, I really don't feel any animosity like that toward people, but others could. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I would give a heads up, but I wouldn't let it stop me from going after. Like, I'd be like, okay, look.
Would you you'd let that person know, hey.
Yeah, I'd say, like, you're probably going to hear about it. Like, I'm dating, you know, so-and-so.
Yeah. See, you broke up with this person, and you don't want him. Would you mind if I go out with them? And they're going to say, no, I don't want you to.
Watch out for her retainer.
Because
something like that.
The reason why I broke up with this girl is because she's a wackadoo. You know you're going to hear the worst thing about it.
Look at that. That's he wanted to bring it back,
oh
and you brought it back.
God. I just told him yesterday morning, we were in here talking before, you bug this studio.
Yeah.
What?
You somebody record. Does. Because the other morning before the show, I said the word wackadoo. And it was something my grandma would say, my
yes.
mom. And I said, I'm bringing that back. And I wrote down on the paper real big, wackadoo. And
I never knew where it came from.
But she brought it back.
You brought it back.
That's the word that people say.
Wackadoo.
She's a wackadoo.
Well, over time, people are like, you don't make up funny little names for people that are crazy. I always thought it was fun, showed a little creativity.
I don't know where that came from, and I'm sorry.
No,
my southern woman comes out.
But where this whole thing turns is, say you get with a person, you're dating, and then you know you tell the guy, look, here's your heads up, whatever. He's like, you know, he's going to use it against you, like, oh, you got my, you know, I was there first, like, you know, I was through with her, I threw her away.
Yeah, sloppy like.
Blanky seconds.
That's when you get to, like, you know, like, it turns physical. Like, I'm probably going to poke you right in the chops next time I see you in Walmart.
Again, if you live in a town where, you know, there's 50 people, like if you live in Pauline.
StarTex.
I mean, like, again, like, you might run into the same people or whatever. It's a smaller town. But, like, now it's like, so there's so many options to sit there and.
There are, but there aren't. Like, you know, people can attest to, like, look. I'm going to meet somebody I don't know that we don't have any mutuals.
Yeah.
And it don't work out because people are so weird around each other now that it's just like there's too much, there's a lot of hopping around.
The more I get to know people, the more you know that maybe you weren't suited for that person. And the other person, like Man may be better suited for this person than you were. But that doesn't mean either one is good or bad.
I wouldn't do that to him.
But I'm not saying.
Especially if I worked with the no.
No,
way.
But I mean, what
I would never want to talk about like her around Fat Boy because it's going to make him feel bad.
But
what does that rule apply to? Like just a physical, casual relationship.
Yeah, but maybe this person brings the best out in you and brought the worst out in him.
Right.
That could.
Well.
Be.
Or she's just like, I want to hook up a couple of times. You're like, okay, that's cool.
I want to get him back, and I want to be with Batman.
You know, guys, I'm so more than just hooking up these days.
Or what if you dated somebody previously who looked somewhat like you? Would you say, like...
That's creepy.
Does this factor in? Like, are you dating me because I look like your ex?
See, that's where you got to get out of your own head. Because if somebody's got a type, they got a type. And that's just the way
I do have a type that I'm attracted to, and I can't help it.
Like, bitches on Tinder be saying, bearded, tattooed, and tall are big pluses. And I'm like,
big pluses.
Hey!
What up?
Ding, ding, ding. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
What do you think Paige's type
is? And then I don't know
is.
If they didn't swipe back because they just didn't like me or they don't have the premium where they get the likes. I still don't understand.
I don't know how it works.
I don't. I've been on there like 30 minutes. I'm messing.
My type is I like somebody a little strange. Good sense of humor.
What's up?
Good sense of humor.
Yeah.
Has to be spontaneous because, you know.
Do you feel like her type is somewhat effeminate? Like, Paige's? That's what she would lean towards? Yeah.
No, Chris wasn't.
Not at all.
No, ever since what? Then, yes.
Oh, that brings up a whole different set of questions.
I'm not asking that
I want to ask the question because those people are friends.
No, it's just like I don't like if you were in a relationship that ended for whatever reason.
Uh-huh.
Is that still you know what you look for? Do you have to go after something different?
I do have an attraction, and it's blue eyes, and I think that's comes from my daddy because he had blue eyes.
Yeah,
you know, it's just like you're drawn. That is so psychological, and I can't even.
It's kind of weird, honestly.
It is very, but I just think blue eyes are beautiful. I mean, I like brown eyes. I've had brown eyes. I mean, I don't.
Do girls do that a lot? Females, do they look for qualities that are like their dad? That's kind of
odd. They do, and it's very strange.
Yeah, but
it's a Oedipus complex.
Yeah, so do boys.
The Oedipus complex for men, though, it's like when you break it down, like, it take the sexuality out of it. It's not so strange to think. Because, like, the first woman you ever knew was your mom. And, like, hopefully she was in a relationship, she was treated well, and that was taught to you. And then, like, you know what? My dad seems pretty happy. Of course, I'm not speaking from But, like, you know, hey, look, my dad's happy. I'm going to maybe find one like mom. Not just like mom, but, you know.
You know,
yeah. I gotta see a little bit of that.
It's not some, it's just, I like strong men. Not physically, but mentally strong men that can handle stuff, you know. Right. Like, Chris could handle a ton of stuff.
I thought Fat Boy was going to say if one of your gay friends went straight, you would definitely.
Oh, I believe that. I believe
absolutely.
She would.
Some of them are really handsome, and it's a shame.
Wow. Have you ever said, hey, come on, give it a shot. Try it one more time, just see.
They ain't going to turn you down.
Because I know what they like. I'm not, I don't have the bits.
You got two of the bits they like.
Who knows?
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.